Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, you're about to watch a clip from our Journal Inside Show. Me and Neil Jones having a big old chat about Liverpool's managerial search. With the news, of course, that Ruben Amorim looks like he's not going to be the next Liverpool manager. We spoke about Slot, Frank. This clip, of course, about Gary O'Neill, loads more. If you want to check out the entire show in video or podcast form, it's over on redmenplus.com now. If you sign up as a yearly captain, use the promo code RACE when you do so, RACE, and you'll get 50% off. So you'll get a year's worth of content for half price. You can check out the entire show and everything else we do. Right, let's get on with this one. I want to bring one more name in that we haven't really spoken about too much. We've okay. spoken about him in passing, but I do want to talk about Gary O'Neill because Liverpool have, you know, the Bournemouth connections are clear. You know, Michael Edwards, mm-hmm. Richard Hughes, Gary O'Neill's worked at Liverpool himself, a few years ago. He's third favourite on the bookies list. I'm looking at Twitter now and his name's flying about quite heavily as well, with reports that maybe he could be in the mix. The question with Gary O'Neill, and I don't know if you'll know the answer, but someone to us discuss, like, is he good enough to be Liverpool's manager? What is he showing he is? Because I think, to be fair to him, if you said taking over a team whose manager left a week before the season started because they were worried about FFP and signing players, that is a difficult challenge. He was probably harshly treated a little bit by Bournemouth when they got rid of him when they did. But just getting Bournemouth, keeping Bournemouth up and getting Wolves to mid-table in the Premier League, that's a big difference from managing a Liverpool football club.
Yeah,
competing for titles, competing for Champions League. That's a massive, massive, massive gap there.
It is. It absolutely is. He's less qualified than Brendan Rodgers was, and people question whether Brendan Rodgers was qualified. I do like him. I do. I mean, I know he made an impact on Monday Night Football, didn't he, when he was
spoke well,
speaking well, and he's got that. He's very modern in terms of that, media trained, and you know, he sort of knows he's a coach, isn't he? You know, you can hear in everything that he does, there's clarity in what he's talking about, or the message he wants to get across. That's good. I think if he had two more seasons, or even one more season at a similar or better level than he's at the moment, I think he'd be a very interesting candidate. It feels early. To me, it feels early in his managerial career for him, you know, to sort of, I don't think he would necessarily be scared of it, but it would feel like, you know, there'd be a moment that if he was to take that Liverpool job or be offered the Liverpool job, where he'd have to go, am I ready for this? You know, I know he's done he's done a fair apprenticeship at lower level. He was obviously at Liverpool as Barry Lutis's assistant. By all accounts, he was quite popular in terms of with the players, you know, his methods and things like that. The relationships is interesting because, of course, the Bournemouth connection and the Portsmouth connection from back in the day with Michael Edwards, with David Woodfine, with Richard Hughes is clear. But Richard Hughes was the technical director of Bournemouth and chose not to hire him.
Yeah.
And hired Andoni Iraola instead. So there's no guarantee that just because they are pally that he gets the job for the boys type of thing. You know, Hughes has shown in the past that actually that isn't the case. So, but it does, yeah. I think he's a potentially an interesting candidate somewhere down the line, but I don't know. I feel like that would be a really, really bold move from Liverpool and from him actually to do that at this moment in time. I think it's too soon.
Yeah, it's one. it's one of them, like, if you, again, I'm going back to, like, Emery, by the way, it's just been reported on Emery that he's staying. David Ornstein's reported he's just extended his contract, so we can rule Emery out.
There you go.
We're,
yeah,
we're off the list.
As I say, Villa were not going to let him go without a fight.
They didn't, yeah, they were already boxing him off. Back to O'Neill. If he's, you can't turn Liverpool down. I know Xabi Alonso turned Liverpool down, but Xabi Alonso's managing the Champions League next year, and he's about to win the league. Well, he has won the league. He's on for a potential treble. Like, he's got the cachet where he doesn't need to gamble. You mentioned before, if this was 18 months, 2 years ago, Steven Gerrard would have just been the next Liverpool manager.
Yeah.
It's amazing how quickly things can change.
Exactly.
And, you know, we saw this with, you mentioned, like, Graham Potter there.
But that's what I'm saying.
He's got to take it, but, like, you are right. It's a huge gamble if he was someone like him.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to get a handle on how good a manager is. I think it's really, you know, I think you can see some obvious, there's obvious people who are just very good managers, and you can see that they're very good managers because everywhere they go, Klopp's the perfect example. Everywhere you go, he lifts the team he's at, he gets on with the fans, that they love him, and the players love him. And that, you know, that's obvious, isn't it, that he's a good manager. But there's others that, you know, I'll go back retro if you like, but so Alan Kirbishley, a Charlton, I would defy anyone to tell me that Alan Kirbishley was not a brilliant manager, because what he did at Charlton was unbelievable. But when he went elsewhere, people started all of a sudden to say he became, actually, you know, he's not that good, or, you know, his star fell. You look at, there's other managers that have had jobs, you know, I'm going back, this is Premier League years sort of, but there's other managers that, you know, If you look back at the betting for jobs, like England job, for example, there've been managers in that list where you go, whatever happened to him?
Yeah.
You know, John Gregory.
Yeah.
Aston Villa. Owen Coyle when he was at
Burnley.
Yeah. You know, he was on the Liverpool shortlist at one stage. You know, there's Alan Pardew at the moment where, you know, if you stop the moment in time, you know, you forget what they became and the sort of the joke figure maybe that they became, or, you know, the sort of the caricature. If you stopped a moment in time after that 2006 FA Cup final and went, Alan Pardew, what about him as a manager? You go, I'll tell you what, he's done well at Reading. He's gone there. He's got them up. He's got them to a cup final. They were that close to winning the cup final. He's got a bright future. Didn't happen, did it? You know, he actually got Newcastle virtually almost into the Champions League. Like, subsequently, you know, there's a lot of managers that, at a certain moment in time, they're the ones, and then six months, 12 months, 18 months, 2 years later, they're forgotten. And I think that shows how difficult it is to appoint a manager. That, how do you know that someone is actually they're the real deal, or they're just on that little wave of, you know, ups and downs, and they're going to be like that for their whole career? You know, sometimes it is a gamble that you have to take, and it pays off, and it pays off handsomely. Sometimes the gamble doesn't pay off. Yeah. Sometimes you don't, you want to take the safe up.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Absolutely. I want to circle back to the point you made there. I think it was a great one, actually, in that Hughes was part of the Bournemouth setup that decided Gary O'Neill wasn't the man for them. If his name's all over social media at the moment, maybe he's being spoken to, or I don't know, but like, that kind of contradicts that. You know what I mean? Like, if he didn't think he was good enough to be the Bournemouth manager, or someone in the club didn't, is what changes?
Well, or you can flip it the other way. If they deemed that Iola was a better fit,
why not him?
Why wouldn't he deem that? Why wouldn't he deem? Yeah. So, of course, a lot of reasons for that. Potentially, it could have been. Look, actually, maybe you need to go and show it somewhere else, or a different. Issue. Maybe they deem that actually what you're really good at, or we think you're really good at, is actually just not what we really need at this moment in time. You know, that might be different 12 months on, 18 months on, whatever. But you're right. Yeah, of course. Like, you know, there's this assumption, and we've all, I said it as soon as Michael Edwards was appointed, and obviously it was announced that Jürgen was leaving. We already knew. That don't rule out Eddie Howe and Gary O'Neill coming into the frame, because they are respected, liked and admired by Michael Edwards and the people around him, because they've got long lasting relationships. They've had umpteen conversations and sort of, you know, dialogues about styles of play and what they want to do and recruitment and all these kind of things. They're not far off in terms of their thinking about the game, but doesn't mean that they get the job, because one of the things that's made Michael Edwards pretty successful is that he's quite cold and ruthless, and he doesn't just do sort of emotional things and go, well, actually, he was we've had some great nights out together, us, you know, so let's give him the job.
Does that maybe give some of these candidates we're talking about, who if you asked them, I reckon if you went out of town now and said, do you want Guy O'Neill's in the Liverpool manager, you'd be hard pressed to get a yes.
It would not be a popular appointment at this moment.
Michael Edwards probably doesn't care. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, imagine that if his data and all this stuff that we know he likes says he's the man, he will hire him. I don't think he'd really.
I think the sample size is very small with Gary O'Neill.
77 Premier League games.
It would be very hard to imagine that the process come out and went, oh, it's him. You know, it would be unlikely that you would think that it would come out and go. You might come out and say, I'll tell you what, he's one to watch and he's an interesting candidate and he's starting to tick a few of the boxes. We were talking about Xabi Alonso being early in his managerial career, you know, even though he was an overwhelming favourite, and I think it would have been a very popular choice, we did have doubts about, well, actually, you know, this is his first season, and, you know, like, maybe you want to see him in the Champions League, and maybe you'd want to see what he's like if he loses a couple of his best players, or you know, he goes through a little bit of an injury crisis or whatever. That on top with Gary O'Neill would be the case, wouldn't it? I'd be very interested to know what process would spit out someone like him and say, he's your next Liverpool manager. I could see the process spitting him out and saying, put him on your shortlist for future. You know, if he carries on at a certain level, we'll monitor his progress. But yeah, I couldn't see how he could be the sort of the number one choice, if you like.
We'll find out. Like I say, I'll find these things develop. I'm getting all kinds of messaging to me about the all kinds about Gary O'Neill and Emery and Slot. It moves so fast.
Yeah, look, we've seen is that there's going to be twists, isn't it? You know, I think, like I say, I fully expected it Amorim to be the guy.
At the minute, it's throwing up, and we've got no idea.
It's interesting. it is definitely interesting, but it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a very, very uncertain start to whoever takes over, I think, because people are going to. They'll get the support and they'll get the intrigue and there'll be potential there, but there'll also be a lot of people who can pull a threads and say, well, you know, is that going to work, or what about if that happens? I think that was probably the case whoever took over, because the previous manager's been so universally popular, hasn't he, and universally successful.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.